The shoreland zoning rules were a compromise reached during the Doyle administration. In part, the rules spell out what percent of a waterside property can be covered with impervious surfaces, like a roof or an asphalt driveway. That's to try to limit runoff into the water. But State Representative Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst says many of his constituents say the rules could do great harm to private property.
I've been hearing from people, they're very concerned about the impervious surface rules that are there, that it will be very costly. Also hearing from some counties that are saying the administration of this is going to be quite expensive.
Tiffany says after the public hearing, there may be some things the DNR can do to, quote, fix the rules before counties have to finish their implementation of the package in February. But Tony Herkert of the group Wisconsin Lakes says plenty of people had a say about the shoreland regulations when they were hammered out.
There were several stakeholders involved and a lot of conversations and discussions. Two rounds of public hearings by the Department of Natural Resources, over 50,000 comments, and finally a compromise.
For example, Herkert says landowners will have options on how to meet the impervious surface limits. Part of the reason for the Minocqua hearing is that Republicans are worried they may lose control of the state Senate in the upcoming recall elections. But backers of the shoreland rules say the package had bipartisan support. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.